The next section in the laws of Kriyasa Torah discuss whether or not a person is allowed to remove a Sefer Torah from a shul to be brought into, let's say, another room or possibly to someone else's house. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Vayechi, just to begin this concept, he says that it's a tremendous iser with Taltil Sefer Torah b'makom l'makom. It's a tremendous prohibition that a person is not allowed to just simply take a Torah out to a different place just so that you can lay in a different location. He says, "Befilu mebeis hachneses lebeis hachneses." Doesn't make a difference even if you're taking it to another shul. V'chein gedoli Yisrael. Therefore, he says, according to the opinions of the gedoli Yisrael, hayu nizharim ma'od b'kavod Sefer Torah. They're extremely careful when it came to this particular area of showing respect to Torah, that it should not just be simply moved from one place to the next. Interestingly, that there are those that say that even going from one room to another is even in the same shul is also something which a person should be strict with, even though there are opinions that say no, that shakol bershus achas leke genayla sefer Torah, if it's under the same roof, then it's really not such a disgrace, not such a terrible thing. However, then he concludes, he says, kimedina harbi poskim leke iser l'teltel sefer Torah mecheder lecheder. As we said, there are some people that are not as strict moving it from one room to the next in the same building. But we see, yeah, definitely the words of the Zohar, that it's not such a simple thing just to take the Sefer Torah out, even though one wishes to lay. So the Mechaber points out an example of where a person may actually have some type of need to want to lay. There's a very interesting example that's provided in this the words of Rav Yosef Karo. It says as follows, B'nei Adam ha-chavushin beveis ha-surin. What happens if you have a bunch of Jewish people that are behind bars? They're
like,
locked. They're locked up.
Like today,
right? There's dafyomi going on there too. But when it comes to people who are in jail, he says, "Ein mavien etzlam sefer Torah." You're not allowed to bring a sefer Torah to them. Afilu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Doesn't make a difference when sefer Torah should not be brought to them. Now, again, just hearing those words, it's a lot to discuss, which we may not get all into today, but you would maybe think it's because it's a lack of respect to bring the Sefer Torah into such a location. But that's not the issue over here. The issue is just, this is an example of the Sefer Torah being brought from one place to the next. And he uses, as we'll see, specifically this particular example, which could be problematic, as we'll see in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it doesn't make a difference. Do not bring the Sefer Torah to those people in jail. He says, "Masha holchem beis hakneses minyan anoshim l'eze bias." Those people who go from shul to some old house, the nosim Sefer Torah mahem, and they decide to bring along the Sefer Torah with them, k'dei likros sham, in order that they should read in that particular place. Vadayinu nacham. Mishnah Berurah says that's for sure not something which is good. Da esher lahem lishmoa hakriya beveis hakneses, because they could certainly have heard the laning in shul. Now again, we're going to have to define what this means, and that's what we're going to see in a second. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says over here that the reason why we cannot bring the Sefer Torah into jail, he says, k'dei likros basar, even though there's 10 people that wish to hear it. Now, Tom, the reason the Mishnah Berurah presents is, shezilzuhu was Sefer Torah l'holicha el anoshim shesrichin lo. It's a disgrace and a lack of kavod ha-Torah to bring the Torah to the people. The people should be going to it. Well, the problem with the people going to it, ask the Ber Halacha, is they would love to go to it. They would love to get out of jail. And this is the question the Ber Halacha asks of this particular example presented by the Mechaber. He says, "Emes hadavar tumua." Doesn't make sense. Yerushalmi Meiri, k'she'efshir leilich l'makom she'sefer Torah munachas. The time there's a prohibition of bringing the Sefer Torah to another location is when you possibly can get to the Torah. Instead, you elect to have it brought to you. That's a lack of respect. Go to it. That's considered to be a zilzul, a lack of respect. that the Torah is brought to you. Masha'en kein bazeh, certainly not in this case. Shanusim heim, it's not their fault. Well, maybe be their fault they're in jail, but now that they're in jail, they really can't control the situation. Verotzim l'kayim mitzvos kriyas haTorah. These are from people, right? They're really interested in hearing the Torah reading. Lama l'nevi aleihem. Ask the Bir Halacha, why would we not bring the Torah to them? And after all, my zilus his Sefer Torah. Why would this be a zilusa? Why would it be a disgrace to the Sefer Torah, a lowly thing? After all, people are mahadrin achreha. They're pursuing after it, licorice well, that it should be read. So why wouldn't this be allowed? And he, in fact, quotes the words of the Pri Chadash, as well as the Or Zeruah, that just like a sick person who cannot control getting out of their house, getting out of bed, we will allow a Sefer Torah to be brought into that person's home because, after all, they cannot leave. It's beyond their control. So too, explains the Bir Halacha, these people who are locked up in jail. The fact that they have no control but to be in that location, it's not considered to be a lack of respect for the Torah to be brought there. And he says, Mitam, Demina Din, for this reason, Yesh Lomer, you can say the Einchal al Yochid Mitzvahs Kriyas HaTorah Bizman Shein Yochel Leilech Leves HaMedrash. We know that the obligation of hearing the laning is not on the individual, but rather it's on the tzibur. So if you do not have a quorum in your location, then you have no obligation to really hear it at all. Avol Kesheish HaMasara, in the event where you have a nice jail filled with good Jews, Quorum, Kivan Dachal Lehem Chovas Kriya, now that there is a tzibor, not in the right location, but there is a tzibor, now they have an obligation to hear the laning. They have no choice, they cannot leave, and therefore because of this, everyone will say that the Sefer Torah can be brought to them. Now the Ramah over here picks up from where the Mechaber left off, and he says, the Hainu, that which we're strict, and say a Sefer Torah cannot be brought from one place to the next, Davka Bishas Hakriya Levad. That's only in the event that you're only bringing the Torah for it to be read. You bring it there, it's read, and you bring it right back to its other location. Aval, but im machinim lo sefer Torah yom o yomayim kodem. Let's say the Sefer Torah has a place in that other location, or a day or two mutar. Then it's not considered to be a problem whatsoever. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says that achronim. There are the opinions of numerous achronim, including the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah, that agree. The hu adin, so to the law applies. Im heichin makom sefer Torah. If you set aside a specific area for that Torah, but also yom shehimunach sham yom yomayim deshapradami, that you say this is a special place that we're going to keep the Torah, we're going to put it in this little area, in this corner, then it's there for a couple of days, everyone will see it's not a problem for you to bring that Torah to the other place, because that already is showing no longer a lack of covenant Torah, as you found a special place for it for that duration of time. Bulvadi says, however, you shouldn't just bring it right in, but rather it should be there before the reading begins. Uvishas HaKriya, therefore, thereafter, since it's already been there for some time, once it's time to read, Yotziyana, you can take it out, V'yikraba, read from it, V'yakrachat Srenel Shem, and as we do in a shul, put it back in the designated place. To us, by doing so, then, in Minkar, it's no longer recognizable that you're bringing it specifically to Sarach Kriya Levad, that it's only being brought to this location to be read, because it's been set in that place for a numerous amount of time. So therefore, even though, again, there's a distinction, sometimes we do not allow the Sefer Torah to be brought from one place to the next, certainly in the event where a person cannot control but to be in that location, then certainly there's room to be lenient, as well as in the event if there is already a minyan set aside in that place. And also, the Mishnah Berurah, as we just said, says that it's necessary that we should set a specific place in order to avoid any possible lack of kavod haTorah.